fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Bigfoot! I am Silver! Hooray!
Two men were hanged for murder in Frontier Town. It was the end of a crime-studded trail, and justice had been served by the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto. Judge Knox sat in a corner of the Bright Lights Cafe with the cafe owner, Ace Carmody.
And here is my statement in the Southwest Bugle. It is to be regretted that the masked man cannot linger longer in our midst.
And rid our fair community of other unfavorable elements. I know what it says, Judge. I read it.
Oh, you read it, huh?
Judge, if you've any axe to grind with
me... Oh, not at all, Ace. I've always said you run a fairly decent cafe, as cafes go.
Thanks.
I did, however, have a specific unfavorable element in mind.
Ah, namely?
That scamp who works next door to your cafe.
In Slim Saddleshed?
Yes.
You mean Moose Brogan.
Who else would I mean?
I can think of about five men offhand who would like to see Brogan strung up.
Strung up or otherwise disposed of. The reprobate practically blackmailed Slim into giving him a job.
It might interest you to know that I've given Moose an ultimatum.
Yes?
He's about $3,000 in debt to me.
Gambling?
Uh-huh. I told him he'd better pay up or else.
And what does that mean, Ace, or else?
I wouldn't know, Judge, but it generally gets results. By the way...
Yes?
This Lone Ranger you've spoken about, he's a friend of yours, isn't he?
Well, I dare say I know him as well as anyone in Frontier Town. That's not saying much.
You know where to reach him?
His camp is somewhere in the Enchanted Hills. That's all I know. He may have left this part of the country.
For his sake, I hope so.
What do you mean?
It'd be a shame if anything happened to him.
Ace, what are you getting at?
Look over in the far corner. See those two men at the table?
A patch over one eye?
Yeah, one of them has a patch. He's called Patch. The man with him is Trig Zemo.
Strangers in town?
Yeah. They were mighty friendly with those polecats that got strung up. The fact is, I think they're in town to square things. One of my waiters overheard a few words.
Uh-huh.
Judge, if you see the Lone Ranger... Tell him to keep his powder dry and a solid wall behind his back.
Now,
Here's what I found out, Trig. I got acquainted with Moose. He told me that a certain redskin brought a bridle into the saddle shop to have some repairs made. That redskin's name was Tonto.
Uh-huh.
The friend of the Lone Ranger. Now, Moose is to stay after hours today because that bridle is to be called for. The gent that'll call for it rides a white stallion. His gear is studded with silver. His horse is named Silver.
Hey, you mean to say the Lone Ranger will come into town to collect his leather?
Yeah. The chances are he'll be disguised, which same will fit perfect into my plans. Now, Moose will be alone in the saddle shop. When a man comes in to get a certain hunk of gear, he'll scratch his head. That's the signal I got him all set to give. Moose thinks we'll shoot the gent that's there. Instead of that, here's what we do. We get outside the window behind the shop.
We can't be seen out here and back.
Yeah, I'm sure. I tried it last night after dark.
Footprints?
Brown won't show them. And anyhow, who'll suspect us with things set like we got
them? Hey, Patch. Look inside.
Tall strangers just come through the front door.
Is that the Lone Ranger?
Could be.
He's not masked.
What of it? Now watch. Moose is talking on. See if Moose scratches his head. If he does...
Hey, he is.
Here goes. All right, get ready to run around the front door. We got to catch that stranger so he can't get away.
Go ahead.
Shoot it.
Get your hands up. I got you coming.
Fight them, mister.
Just a minute.
Well, you drilled Moose Brogan, huh?
What was that shot?
I heard a gun.
Look, we got the killer.
He shot Moose Brogan.
That's not true.
Who are you?
Where'd you come from? What are you doing here?
I came to get a bridle. There was a shot. Moose fell.
A likely story.
Ah, look, he's still got a gun in his hand.
I just picked it up. Someone fired from that back window and threw the gun in here.
Pretty thin, mister.
Hey, what's going on in here? What's going on?
Now, Sheriff Taylor.
Oh, Moose got his, huh? You do it, Ace?
No, I'm not that foolish.
This stranger did the shooting.
Well, too bad we've got to hang you for it, mister.
You're not going to hang me for murder.
No?
We'll see about that. We're dealing stiff justice here in front of your town.
Judge is right.
We caught him with a gun in his hand.
I didn't shoot that man. I was here talking to him when he was shot from that window.
Tell that to the judge.
I did.
I mean in court of law when you're on trial. Doggone, this is one murder we'll wrap up without the help of the Lone Ranger, huh, Judge Knott?
Yes, indeed. We'll show that masked man that we can handle crime. We'll make him proud of his friends.
Before you take me to jail, hadn't you better look at the man who just came through the door?
What? Hey, he's going out the back.
Stop him!
Come back here!
Stop him! Get him!
Shoot. There he goes, heading toward the woodchopper.
Well, stop him!
Stand aside. Let me get a gun to bear.
Oh, he was through that window like a streak.
Sheriff, hold your fire.
Hey, let go of my arm.
Let go of my arm, Carmody.
There he goes.
The horse was at the woodpile.
Oh, gone at all. I missed him. Blast you, Carmody. Why'd you grab my arm?
Now, Sheriff, it was Moose Brogan that was killed. Worthless scamp.
It don't matter who was killed. That stranger's got to hang. I'd have had him if you hadn't grabbed my arm.
Yes, Sheriff. I know that.
I'll get him. I'll have a posse scour every part of the town and the country around it.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had a secret hideout in the Enchanted Hills. Tonto was waiting there when the Lone Ranger arrived, and the Indian knew that something had gone wrong.
Oh, boy, easy, steady, big fella. Easy a minute.
What matter, Kemosabe?
Tonto, Moose Brogan has been killed.
Oh, well, him no good.
That may be true, but nevertheless, his killer will hang.
You know killer?
No, Tonto, neither does the sheriff, but he's ready to hang me.
What? Well, how that?
He didn't recognize me in my disguise.
Oh.
Neither did anyone else. Everyone thought I was a stranger with a grudge against Brogan.
Plenty people got grudge.
Yes, we've got to find the man who did something about it.
How you come under suspicion?
I was with Moose. Shot came through the rear window. Then the gun was tossed into the room. I picked it up.
Oh.
Just then a couple of men called Patch and Zemo came in. They accused me of firing the shot.
You know who shot him?
No. but I still have the gun that was used.
Well, maybe we find fellow with grudge against Brogan.
Well, there are several men with a grudge. We'll have to get them all. We'll start with Ace Carmody.
Oh, go right away?
No. First, I'm going to get into my other clothes and the mask. And we'll wait until the cafe is closed for the night.
A sheriff's hastily organized posse rode through the night, searching for the stranger who was charged with murder. The Lone Ranger and Tonto saw a couple of horsemen in the hills, but found it easy to evade them and move into Frontier Town. It was late at night. The Bright Lights Cafe was closed. Ace Carmody locked the door and went to his rooms in the rear.
Tired. It won't take me long to get to sleep.
Hello, Carmody.
Well, surprise. I suppose you came in through the window.
Good thing you haven't many enemies.
I gave the judge a message for his masked friend. Did you see him?
The judge? No.
And I'll give you the message. A couple of men are gunning for you.
That's not unusual.
They're pals of the men you turned over to the law, the men who had their necks stretched.
I want some information from you, Carmody, but that's not it.
Well?
Who had a reason to kill Moose Brogan?
Oh, yeah. Heard about that, huh? News travels fast.
Yes.
You're looking at one man who had a motive. But I didn't kill him. That wouldn't get me the cash Moose owed.
There were others with a motive.
Plenty.
Who?
Judge not.
What?
The judge has a game leg from a practical joke Moose played. Slim Peabody likewise hated Moose.
Why?
Moose knew things about Slim.
Oh?
Threatened to talk if Slim didn't keep him on the payroll at the saddle shop.
Slim and the judge, as well as yourself. Who else?
Two-Gun Taylor.
The sheriff had a motive?
Taylor always hated Moose. I don't know what's back of it, but many a time he said he wished Moose would make just one step outside the law.
Anyone else?
I don't think of anyone offhand, but there's probably several. Now, you better forget the Brogan murder and watch out for your own hide.
Because a couple of strangers want to avenge their pals, eh?
Yeah. I happen to know that these particular strangers are real dangerous.
Who are they?
Trig Zemo and a man called Patch.
Oh.
You act like you'd heard of them.
Yes, Carmody. I have heard of them.
And you know they're dangerous.
I know they're very clever. Very clever.
You'd better take a few steps to protect yourself. Keep your powder dry and a wall behind your back.
Thanks. Now, Ace, you'll have to come with me.
Come with you? Where?
The hill.
Now, hold on.
We can't take time to discuss it. I have a lot of other calls to make before daybreak.
Now, listen to me.
Yes?
I've always kept out of trouble by keeping out of other people's business. A lot of questionable characters contribute to my income in the cafe. I'm not going to get them all down on me by traveling with the Lone Ranger.
Carmody, are you going to be hard to handle?
Mighty hard. See?
Oh, a sneak gun.
Yes. Now, shove on, mister.
I don't like that kind of gun, Carmody. Whenever I see one, I smash it.
Yeah? I'll try to smash this one.
Thanks for permission.
Hey. Well, you...
You asked for that.
I never in my life saw a draw like that. Lightning hangs fire beside it.
Now, Ace, shall we start for the hills?
Mister, I don't think there's any other man alive that could drag me away from the Bright Lights Cafe in the middle of the night. But you win. I'm ready to go with you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story, Tonto was waiting at the edge of town. The Lone Ranger came out of the darkness with Ace Carmody and reined up.
You go to camp now?
No, Tonto. You go to Sam Corkin's cabin with Ace Carmody. I've got to make a few other calls in town. Oh, keep an eye on Ace.
Me savvy.
You needn't worry. Now that I've come this far, I'll go all the way. I won't make trouble.
That's right.
Huh?
You will not make trouble.
See you later, Tonto.
Come on, Silver.
The sheriff had spent half the night in a futile search for the stranger who had escaped. He came home dog-tired and sat on the edge of his bed to pull off his boots.
There. Sure feels good to get that boot off.
Sorry, Sheriff.
What?
Over here.
Well, the masked man. Where in thunder did you come from?
By an indirect route, I came from Slim's saddle shop.
Huh? Slim's... Hey, you mean... Were you there?
Very much so. And accused of murder.
Accused you? Great day. You mean to say...
Here's the gun that killed Moose. I took it with me. You see, Sheriff, I was disguised while I was in the saddle shop.
Disguised? Well, of all
I'm the stranger who rode away on the white horse.
What? Well, doggone. So dark I couldn't tell whether the horse was white, gray, or palomino. Why didn't you identify yourself? Why didn't you let me know you were the Lone Ranger? That would have cleared you. I'd know better than to accuse you of shooting Moose.
Clearing myself wouldn't have fixed the blame on the real killer.
Oh, but it sure would have saved me a night of riding the hills in search of a man that don't exist.
Sheriff, it's just as well if the killer thinks I'm still hunted. He framed the murder so I'd be blamed. Now I want him to think he's secure so he won't leave town.
You know who he is?
Well, I have a fair idea, but I can't prove it.
Who?
I'll name him when I can back my idea with proof.
There are several men in town with cause to gun Moose.
Yeah, you among them.
Also,
Carmody and the judge. Sheriff, I've already picked up Carmody.
Yeah?
Now I want the judge and Slim Peabody. If you'll get the judge, I'll get Slim.
And then what?
Then you can wait with them at the edge of town while I get a couple of other men.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll all go to Sam Corkin's cabin in the hills near the abandoned silver mine.
Yes?
Then, we'll see what happens.
Don't ask me what's on his mind, Judge. You know as much about it as I do.
But, Sheriff, I'm retired for the night.
Well, you're unretiring right now.
But, Henrietta...
Never mind, Henrietta. Get your hat and boots and come with me.
Come on, Slim, wake up. You're going for a ride.
A ride? Oh, I'm tired. Hey, that mask.
Come on. I've saddled your horse for you.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
You're riding.
Now, look, you're the one I've heard about. You're the Lone Ranger. I know who you are, but you must have me wrong.
I don't intend to argue. Come with me willingly, or I'll drag you.
I'll go, but I don't like it.
Sam Calkins occupied an isolated cabin not far from an old abandoned silver mine in the Enchanted Hills. He was obligated to the Lone Ranger for the cabin, and eager to make a payment on his obligation by letting the masked man use it for any purpose.
Don't ask me what he wants to do here, Sam. All I know is that he told me to bring Slim and the judge here.
And him tell me fetch Carmody here.
Well, it don't matter.
I wonder how long he intends to keep us waiting.
Hard telling, Ace. He said he wanted to pick up a couple of others who were involved in the murder of Brogan.
Well, I wasn't involved.
Slim, you were Brogan's employer and had a motive.
I certainly was not involved.
You had a motive, Judge.
So did you, Taylor.
We all had motives.
Yeah, that's right, Carmody.
They mean nothing. Witnesses said that stranger was the one who fired the shot.
Fine witnesses. Patch and Trigg.
Well...
Their testimony has to be taken at face value. In a court of law, the word of Patch and Trigg is as good as the word of any man.
In this case, Judge, it don't mean a thing. You know who that stranger was?
No. Do you?
He's better known when he wears a mask. He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Hey, him here now.
Now get that door open. Shakes your life. I wonder what's going to happen. Say, he's got a couple of men with him.
Go right inside. You'll
find others there ahead of you. I'll join you in a moment.
I'll see the law about this.
Fine thing. Drag us out of our room at the hobby house. I'll see what...
Hey, you what... gents looking for the law?
Sheriff Taylor.
And the judge. And Carmody.
Howdy, gents. How did you like the night air?
What's the idea?
Why were we brought here?
I'll explain. The sheriff, the judge, Peabody, and Carmody are here because they had no more choice than you two men.
Yeah, but
Patch,
why...
Patch, every one of the men in this room, excepting Sam Calkins, had a motive for killing Moose Brogan.
But we saw the man.
And you, who are you? Why that mask? Now, what's
gents,
going...
Just forget he wears a mask. For the time being, make out like he was in full charge of things. Just as if he was the sheriff and the judge combined. Do that and let's see where we come out.
All right.
I was telling you that with the exception of Sam Calkins and Tonto, all of you men had a reason to kill Brogan.
We saw the man who killed him.
You saw the man who was in the saddle shop at the time of the killing.
Well?
However, Brogan wasn't killed by anyone in the saddle shop. The bullet that killed him was fired by someone outside the rear window. After the shot was fired, the gun was tossed into the room. We're here now to identify the individual who fired that shot and tried to frame an innocent man. Tonto, you and Sam had better search these men and make sure none of them have weapons.
Me do it.
You mind if I look you over, Judge?
No, of course not. But you find no weapons on me.
I'll have to take your gun, Sheriff.
You don't give me any choice. Go ahead, help yourself.
Right. Well, I got no weapons.
Well, I got to search you to make sure, just the same.
Well, all right, Sam.
Me search you.
We weren't given no time to get our shooting irons. You won't find nothing on me or Patch.
I'll just make sure of that. Hold still, Patch.
Suit yourself.
Do you mind if I look you over, Ace?
Not at all.
I don't think Ace has any more hidden weapons.
You might add that I wouldn't try to use one if I had it.
Well, I... Yes, he told the truth. There's nothing in his pocket.
What about those 2 6 guns dangling from your hips?
I'm going to keep these where they are.
So you'll be the only man armed, huh?
Oh, that's the general idea.
Why?
Now then, I'll tell you, gentlemen, how we're going to find the man who killed Moose Brogan. The ground behind that saddle shop was hard packed. It was ground that under ordinary conditions wouldn't hold any footprints. But the killer overlooked one small detail. And that detail will hang him.
What's he talking about?
What's the detail, mister?
You needn't look at me. I'm not afraid of any investigation.
All of you, take off your boots.
Don't mean me, do you, mister?
I mean you as well as everyone else, Sheriff.
Me and Patch are just here because we're witnesses, not because we're suspects.
That's right.
I don't suppose you mean for us to take off our boots.
I mean everyone.
Might as well do as he says.
Just what is this evidence, mister?
You'll find out, Sheriff.
Maybe you've got a dog that picked up a scent. Is that it?
Your curiosity will be satisfied in just a few minutes.
Here's my boots.
Take them, Tonto.
Be careful of those boots. I had them made special.
Me be careful.
Here's mine, Injun. And you needn't be in no hurry about returning them. Feels doggone good to get them off.
Sam, you and Tonto take those boots out the back door and we'll see what happens. I don't think we'll have long to wait.
Whatever you say, mister.
Hey, what do you have out and back?
Just what is your plan, mister?
Is it a dog?
Be sure you get them all, Tonto.
Me get them.
How do we know this will be a fair test? I don't see why we're mixed up in it anyway.
Neither do I. I don't like the setup. That masked man's
likely to... Oh, stop it!
Hey!
Look out! All of you, hold still.
My gun.
Yeah, both of them. Here, Pat, you take one.
Right.
You'd better give me those guns.
Like fun I will. You thought you was so doggone smart, huh? You wouldn't have anything to be afraid of. You forgot that your own guns are right handy for me to grab when you backed up to me. Now drop them boots.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Drop them, I said.
Better do as he says, Sam.
Yeah.
You too, Redskin.
Me do it.
What's got into you two?
So you're afraid to have the killers exposed. It was you two who shot Moose Brogan.
What if it was?
You shot through that back window, threw the gun into the saddle shed, and hurried around to the front door to charge me with a murder while I held a gun in my hand.
You? Charged you with a murder?
Yes.
That's right. It was this masked hombre that was in that saddle shed. He was in disguise. That didn't fool us none.
Why did you two want to kill Brogan? What did you have against Moose?
They didn't have anything against Moose. It was the Lone Ranger they wanted to get. He turned a couple of their pals over to the law.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to pay for it, mister.
So you wanted me to hang for the murder of Moose Brogan, huh?
Yeah, that's what we wanted. We'll settle for less.
You can't get away with it. You think you're going to be able to shoot me with all these men as witnesses?
Dead men can't talk.
You mean to kill all of us?
We mean to get square for our pals. You're the one that sentenced them, Judge. And you, Sheriff, you're the one that captured him.
Let's get it over with, Trigg.
Yes, Patch. I think it's about time we got it over with. But before the finish, wouldn't you like to know what I counted on to prove you two were the killers?
We'll find out as soon as we get through with you. We'll take a look out back.
You won't find the answer out back.
Who won't?
You yourselves are the answer. Your guilty conscience betrayed you. You were afraid of what might be brought out. So when you saw the chance, you grabbed my guns. That very act is what will hang you.
Oh, he's talking of hanging us when he's about 2 seconds away from a bullet.
I'll take those guns.
My fun, you will.
Look out!
Hey.
Let him have it. Hey,
we'll let you have it.
Oh,
take that one, Toto.
Oh, get him.
That's it. Let him again. Let him have it.
Let me in on it. Those critters are trying to kill me.
Hold on. You're through being the law. I'll take over from here.
No, don't hit me again, please.
All right, Trigg.
No.
The sheriff will carry on.
Get on your feet, you ornery murdering polecats. You're both under arrest for the murder of Moose Brogan.
I've never been so frightened in all my life. When I saw them pulling the triggers on those guns,
The guns were empty, Judge.
You knew they were empty?
Yes. I emptied them just before I came in here. If they'd started anything before they were disarmed, Tonto would have taken care of them.
You mean you counted on them to do just that?
I didn't know how long it would take to frighten them into making that move, but I was pretty sure they'd do it sooner or later. Well, we're through here, Tonto. Let's get back to our camp.
And I thought Trigg and Patch were smart.
They were plenty smart. They doggone near had the Lone Ranger framed.
I wonder if they did. Between the two of us, Sheriff, I don't think they even came close.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.